Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. What a great day it is again. I want to welcome you to this great time in the presence of the Lord. My name is Pastor Ernesto Siri, your regular host in this radio program, the Light Encounter Radio Series. I'd like to welcome you today. What a great afternoon it is for every one of us. I'm sure your service was great in church today. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you this day. To you be glory and honor. We appreciate you. We love you. We magnify your name, Ancient of Days. We are great God, your mighty Father. Blessed, 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 blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, one more time, I would like to welcome you again to this great year. This is still January and the year is just rolling by. I trust God that you're already getting yourself prepared for what God Himself will do for you in this year. Just believe this. God is going to see you through this year. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. And today I'd like to talk about something that is very, very important, especially at the very beginning of the year like this, when the year is just starting. It is very, very important that you hear a word that you're about to hear now. Because I am sure that this word is going to fashion you and then direct you on how the rest of the year would be if you take this to heart. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk in it. This is God's word coming to you. One of the ways to ensure that your year will be fruitful at the end of the day is if you are able to seek direction from the Lord. And I'd like you to understand that direction is as important as anything you can ever think of. You can imagine a man, for instance, going to Gariki and then he's heading to Emene. No matter how far he goes, he can never arrive at Gariki because the direction he's taking is a wrong direction. And that is exactly the way it is. Direction is very, very important in life. Anything you're doing, you just need to have direction if you must accomplish a great thing. And here we see and hear God ask us this question. He said, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the good way is. Let me start by telling you, one of the things I would like you to ask and to do this time is to ask the Lord, how will this year look like? There are things I'm sure that you want to do, but it might be very, very important that you try to find out if the direction you want to take is actually the will of God. Nothing leads to a very bad end like wrong ways. If you follow a wrong way, you can never achieve and you can never arrive at where you are aiming to arrive. And that's why God said to them that we should ask. And so we have the obligation, you have the obligation to ask the Lord the way that you would need to take this year 2022. All roads never lead to everywhere. No, not at all. All roads will never lead you to everywhere. Every road will always lead you to somewhere. Where do you intend to be at the end of the year? What do you intend to achieve at the end of the year? It is very important that you find out exactly the route that you need to take so that you might get to that expected end. He said, ask of the Lord. And so it is important that you make a time and seek the face of God and ask God Almighty the way He, God, would want you to go this year. There are things that if you put your hands in them, you can never come out of it. There are things that although they may look so beautiful, although they may look so attractive, but if you put your hand in them, because it is not the direction that God wants you to take, I can assure you, it will end in an ugly manner. And that's why it is very, very important that we ask the Lord the way to take. The Bible says that is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it all is destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it all is destruction. I'm sure the Lord is blessing you already by asking you to find out from the Lord the way that He wants you to take. There are a whole lot of things you want to do this year. There are a whole lot of things you want to achieve this year. But ladies and gentlemen, find out from the Lord what He wants you to do. The Bible says, ask of the Lord the old path, where the good way is. It is only the direction of God that will lead you to a good end. That's what that verse is saying. If what you are doing is a product of God's instruction and God's direction for your life, you can be sure you are going to end well. Like the example I gave you, imagine a man, imagine a woman, imagine a boy, imagine a girl who wants to get to Gariki from wherever he or she is, and then he enters a vehicle going into a minute, he can never get to Gariki no matter how fast that vehicle runs. And this is the same thing God is asking you and asking me to do. This is January. Kneel down. Wait on the Lord. Seek His faith. Find out the way that God wants you to take. And the Bible says, if you walk in that road, you will find rest for your soul. You will find rest for your soul. You will find rest for your soul. Nothing could be more promising than this, that if you can follow the leadings of God, it will lead you to a place of rest. It will lead you to a place of satisfaction. It will lead you to a place where you can look back and say, of a truth, the Lord God Almighty is to be blessed and is to be worshipped. I call on you today to make our time to seek the face of God. Don't enter into any business. Don't enter into any school. Don't enter into any relationship if you have not secured a direction for yourself. It's very important that you know the way that you must take. It is important that you know the way that you must take. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah. Very, very exciting. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. He said, your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in. We are too impatient to follow God. I ask you to calm down this year. I ask you to slow down a bit this year and find out from the Lord the way that He wants you to take. He says, your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in there. When you turn to the left and turn to the right, or wherever you turn, which direction are you taking this year? What have you made up your mind to do? Please find out if that is exactly what God wants you to do. Success is always achieved when we follow divine directions. Success is always achieved when we follow divine direction. And the Bible has told us the source of this direction is the word of God, is the voice of God, is the word of God, is the voice of God. Don't be too fast to move. Don't be too fast to take decision. Don't be too fast to hit the road. Don't be too fast to move. Take our time and seek the face of the Lord God Almighty. It will save you from stress. It will save you from failure. It will save you from a whole lot of catastrophe. If you can secure direction from God, it's just a matter of kneeling down. It's just a matter of worshiping the Lord in truth and in spirit and securing a voice. And the Lord God Almighty says to you, this is the way. Go in there. If you can do this, then I can assure you that you would have been starting on a very good note, where the mind of God, where the will of God, where God Himself is the one that will direct you in the step that you need to take. And the Bible says He asked them to do that, and they say, we will not do that. I can tell you, it is very, very costly if we disobey directions from God. It's very, very costly if we disobey instructions from God. That is a way that seems right Proverbs 23, man, by the end of it all is eternal destruction. Wow, what a thing of joy to understand that this afternoon, God is already charting a way for you. God is already mapping out something that will be of a very great importance, and it is called divine direction. Secure this direction from God. Get to know what God wants you to do. Don't just enter into any business. Don't just enter into any relationship. Don't just enter into any school. Don't just do anything anyhow this year. Let the word of God, let the mind of God, let the spirit of the Lord guide you. Let Jesus Christ himself guide you. And the Bible says, and Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you. He's a maker of men. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. He said, follow me and I will make you. You can be sure that God can never mislead you. You can be sure that God can never lead you in a road that we have his end has been dangerous. God can lead you marvelously well. God can help you this year if you can just secure a divine direction from the Lord. I'm going to be praying for you because it is the mind of God that you have rest at the end of the year. It is the mind of God that you get profit at the end of the year. It is the mind of God that you eliminate sorrows and difficulties and troubles away from your life and your marriage and from everything that you lay your hands to do. It is the mind of God. But that can only be possible if you can secure the mind of God and know the way that God wants you to know. I'm going to be praying for you this afternoon, and I'm going to be trusting God that you are going to you in, that you're going to set your mind to seek the face of God and to secure a way that seemeth good, that will lead you to the expected end. May the Lord honor you. May the Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I commit the listeners, O Lord, into your hand. I pray, O God, according to your word. He said that we might ask of the old ways, O Lord, that old way will lead us to rest. I pray for everyone listening to my voice this afternoon. And I ask you, Lord, that you might bring us to a point where we'll be able to secure your mind, secure your will, that will translate into the direction that you want us to take in 2022. Thank you for hearing, and let your name be glorified. Mighty Father, I bless you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious, mighty name. One more time, I want to thank you for always tuning into this station. I also ask that you tune in, same station, same time next week. And I can assure you, you will never, never regret spending your time and listening to God's word in this particular Encounter radio series. The Lord honor you. The Lord bless you. I'm Pastor Ernest Osiri, the lead pastor of the Torchlighters Church. One more time, I'd like to welcome you to this year. It's a great year for you. You will never miss it. You will never miss your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from dark.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called the Torchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called the Torchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetorchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light. Hey!